This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The top U.S. Homeland Security official defended the Trump administration's border policies on Capitol Hill on Wednesday. It's a day after newly released data showed a spike in the number of undocumented families crossing the United States over the southern border. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen said that the situation is not a manufactured crisis, but truly an emergency. It was testimony meant to bolster President Trump's declaration of a national emergency, meant to finance a border wall against the will of Congress. Because of his support for opposition leader Juan Guaido, Germany's ambassador has been expelled from Venezuela. Ambassador Daniel Kriener had been given 48 hours to leave for what the government, loyal to President Nicolas Maduro, characterized as meddling in Venezuela's political affairs. Meanwhile, as AP's Jackie Quinn reports, State Department admits that the U.S. envoy for Venezuela was pranked by a Russian comedian who actually pretended to be a Swiss official asking about military action.
Special Representative Elliot Abrams was caught on tape, ruling out the possibility of U.S. military action in Venezuela unless that government did something crazy like attack the American embassy, but admitting to keeping the idea on the table to make the Venezuelan military nervous. A recording was made by two Russian comedians known for prank calls, one of them posing as a Swiss dignitary and Abrams speaking freely about the situation. The State Department says it's well aware of the prank and blames it on Russia's propaganda playbook and the lengths Moscow will go to prop up the regime of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
China has confirmed that it has suspended the clearance of canola imports from Canadian agribusiness Richardson International. The foreign ministry said that it discovered pests in samples of canola imports from Canada. This is VOA News. Martha McSally, the United States' first female fighter pilot in combat, now a U.S. senator, said during a hearing on Wednesday that she was raped by a superior in the Air Force. She said she didn't report the assault because, like many other victims, she did not trust the system. Years later, she said she spoke up about the attack and was appalled at the way the military hierarchy handled her news. McSally said the experience galvanized her resolve to advocate for sexual assault victims in the military, using her legislative position to work for change. U.S. President Donald Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, testified Wednesday for a fourth time before a congressional panel. This continues to answer questions about his decades-long role as Mr. Trump's fixer. Congressman Adam Schiff, who chairs the House Intelligence Committee, says they were able to cover a lot of ground with the president's former attorney.
I think the members found it an enormously productive session. We're very grateful for the time. It went on, obviously, a lot longer than anticipated. We expected we would have one day of testimony, but there was more than enough questions for him to last well through a second day.
Cohen once said that he would take a bullet for Mr. Trump, but as Cohen has turned against the president, lawmakers are probing his role and possibly helping Mr. Trump become the country's 45th president. The United States imported more goods than ever last year, boosting the country's merchandise trade deficit with other countries to a record $891.3 billion. That's despite President Trump's protectionist trade policies aimed at cutting the gap. Sam Stovall is with the CFRA Research.
His thought was that we're going to see a reduction in the deficit, we're going to see a strengthening in the U.S. dollar, et cetera. But obviously, he can't anticipate what business leaders are likely to do.
The trade deficit is the difference between what Americans sell to trading partners and what they actually buy from suppliers overseas. Experts say a large trade deficit could actually hurt the economy. A decision by President Trump to drop a requirement to report civilian casualties from U.S. intelligence operations is being criticized. More from AP's Mike Gracia.
An Obama-era executive order requiring the reporting of civilian casualties from U.S. intelligence operations in non-combat areas has been revoked by President Donald Trump. A spokesman for the White House National Security Council, speaking on condition of anonymity, says the Obama requirements distract our intelligence professionals from their primary mission. But Hina Shamsi, director of the American Civil Liberties Union's National Security Project, calls the decision deeply wrong and dangerous for public accountability. Representative Adam Schiff, who chairs the House Intelligence Committee, says there's no justification for the decision. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Find more at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, mama. Voice of America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot rocking sound from across this great African continent will be coming to you again today as we make our first stop today, Cameroon, with Jay Mako in Gona, Africa. And right after that, Jalousi by Madilu System of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And to Burundi with Peace and Love, this is Charlotte. But first, Ngona Africa by Jay Mako of Cameroon.
Toujours et toujours, Jackie Reagan, le grand sorcier blanc. Toute la reconnaissance et la sympathie de Jay Mako.
On m'avait dit que Iowo, ma petite nanae, avait levé des moubaboubé nambi à moi. On m'avait dit que Iowo, ma petite nanae, avait levé des moubaboubé. On m'avait dit que Iowo, ma petite nanae, avait levé des moubaboubé à Marijo. On m'avait dit que ma petite poupée avait le bébé de Moba Bobé. Mais moi je suis dérangé, mais moi je suis embêté. Non la bébé de Mobongo. Mais moi je suis dérangé, oh, mais moi je suis embêté. Non la bébé de Mobongo.
excellence Jean Ping au Gabon.
Bande ma kambe bele mwanu yo.
kakisenya ureka gutwarira hejuru genza buoro irinduru saku ubaneneza nabandi ukunda bagenzi ewumva impanuro zabaguhanura kuko
Shalot by Peace and Love of Burundi, before that Jalousi by Madilu System of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Angona Africa by J. Marco of Cameroon.
You don't have a problem, but if you have a problem, we got the solution. And the solution is African Beat on the Voice of America. Stay tuned. I am Kate Lona from Enugu. I love African Beat on the Voice of America.
You don't have a problem. But if you really think you do, then we have the solution to your problem. And the solution is African Beat on the Voice of America, Monday through Friday.
The Voice of America, VOA.
You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Cheche is going to be our next track, and that is in the remix by Daddy Sarge of Sierra Leone. And right after that, Jeje Kule by Nono of Cote d'Ivoire. And then Hakinta by Metaphor of Niger. But first, Cheche in the remix by D. Sarge of Sierra Leone.
Ticklish me, but you're not a bee. No, can't ticklish me. No, 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 lie. But let me, boy. Hey, but let me. Let me. Asabi. Let me. Look what you're going to do the last day. You can't like you, Sabi. You go for my
Asabi.
You get money to pull it. You
Asabi.
Go on, go. Go on, go.
Come on, Asabi. Asabi. Asabi.
Che 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 che
che
che you are shasha na na you sasa che 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 you know peke peke che 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 che
and
say you be the take baby take it mama no dey full of box and he make we dey pass they got their waist like dogs. Che 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 you are shasha na na you sasa che 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 you know peke peke che 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 you are shasha na na you sasa che 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 you know peke peke che 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 you are shasha na na you sasa che 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 you know peke peke che 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 shake shake up shake shake up
cha 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 che che che
shake up shake up
cha 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 che che
shake shake up shake shake up
cha 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 che che
limba baby.
Yeah. son ami l'a appelé. Il voulait demander si Ben a vu sa dette. Et Ben, quelle a dette? En même temps, les millions sont tombés sur lui, croyant que c'était Ben la dette. Poule,
¡Suscríbete! ça qui lui appartient. Hey, Kubata Hakinta, tout le monde a beau critiquer, tout le monde a beau dénoncer, jusqu'à présent rien n'a changé. Kubata Hakinta, si son lui pitié ne sera SOS, accorde aussi à la femme une chance d'avancer. Kubata Hakinta, tout le monde a beau critiquer, tout le monde a beau dénoncer, jusqu'à présent rien n'a changé. Hola, lui c'est pas d'accord avec le fait qu'il faut qu'on accorde une certaine importance à la femme qui est la mère de l'humanité.
Je me dis qu'il suffit pas de trop parler, mais plutôt d'appliquer.
Mais lui, c'est ce que dans mon village là-bas. On dit que la femme n'a pas le droit de se présenter ou de voter les jours des élections.
Ça, c'est pas tellement vu que richement. On dit que les filles n'ont pas, comme les garçons de mon village, le droit à la scolarisation.
Qu'est-ce qu'ils veulent nous faire à présent?
Moi, je n'en ai aucune idée. Y'a pas que les gens doivent pas trouver la femme, la mère de l'humanité.
Mais ce qu'à l'ici, je me dis que l'humanité se doit de s'unir afin de lutter. Le coup soudé pour toute la mariée, c'est pas jugé qu'on ne fait qu'avancer.
Voilà, cette femme à la mère, c'est toujours elle, elle. Mais pourquoi on trouve ça naturel? Elle, elle, mais pourquoi on trouve ça naturel?
Kubata Hakinta, tout le monde a beau critiquer, tout le monde a beau dénoncer, jusqu'à présent rien n'a changé. Kubata Hakinta, si son lui dit tu ne seras SOS, accorde aussi à la femme une chance d'avancer.
Kubata Hakinta,
tout le monde a beau critiquer, tout le monde a beau dénoncer, jusqu'à présent rien n'a changé. Hola, Kubata Hakinta, tout le monde a beau critiquer, tout le monde a beau dénoncer, jusqu'à présent
by Metaphor of Niger, before that Jeje Kule by Nono of Cote d'Ivoire, and Cheche in the remix by D-Sage of Sierra Leone. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Van Der here in Washington. Stay close, I'll be right back.
Bienvenue, David Bandi, après African Beat, sous la voix de l'Amérique, en direct de Washington.
Hi David, I really love listening to the African beat, and that's why I want to tell you that every day can be a beautiful day. Just take a look around you, David, and think about all the wonderful things you have to be thankful for. The sunshine, the roses, the laughter, close friends, family, music, and beautiful dreams. The storm is never half as bad as it seems. Don't let the rain ruin your day. When the dark clouds move in, just smile, because the good times are on the way. David, I'd like to hear a very special song on your radio for me. This is your faithful listener, Abdi Nasir Ali Abuka of Mogadishu, Somalia. Thank you very much for writing in, and I'll give you a beautiful tune this time from Ghana, Felix Owusu in Awonye. And right after that, Africa by Kerfala Kante of Guinea, and then to Algeria with Aida by Rashid Taha. But first, Awonye by Felix Owusu of Ghana.
Mama
miens agro, agro miens o.
Y
by Rachid Taha of Algeria. Before that, Africa by Kalfala Kante of the Republic of Guinea. And Awonye by Felix Owusu of Ghana. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I am David Van here in Washington. Don Gumbo in Thank You Lord. And Nigeria comes with Oliver De Cook in Ajuju Ajiki.
Sarazia, Mano choku konyo songwa dano Na wanta malo nyafulia nanya Monya bolia sikona maro Makanambe kusi Nobulu no se sunafia Nyazo gwe wanya fwime Owelu zenu koso suluno
Ajuju Ajigi by Oliver De Cook of Nigeria. Before that, Thank You Lord by Don Gumbo of Zimbabwe. Well, I want to thank you again today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Vanny here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
This is